Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I just had a total epiphany during that 1 minute break. I'm going to talk about it when we come back from break and take veterans' phone calls who have had their guns taken for no reason, or they're trying to take your guns. You're getting this wellness check. They have a footnote of it. It's going to be about your guns. And, I mean, they're taking famous people's guns, I know, that are veterans who don't want to come on air. Or you go in to try to buy a gun and you can't buy a gun now. And it's a criminal takeover. I mean, the epiphany is we're in a civil war. Wow, I just had this total epiphany. I've been so close to the problem. The globalists are already in a foreign takeover. Schmecker had to go to the bathroom. He's coming back. David Schmecker, honorably discharged, disabled U.S. Navy veteran from Connecticut. He had a back problem, so they took his guns. No criminal record and no psychiatric history. And it's not like you think you're, you know, St. Jerome, or you think you're George Washington, or you think you're the Easter Bunny, and you're running around saying you're going to kill people, and you're clearly schizophrenic, and then there can be adjudication, you're put in a mental hospital. The problem is they'll use that against everybody, so it's better to have nuts out there with guns, because you're going to take everybody's guns. It's like, hey, I say get rid of the 68 Gun Control Act, let felons have guns. They're going to have them anyways. Snoop Dogg's going to have guns and people while he calls for our guns to be taken. That article now up at Infowars.com. Gun criminal Snoop Dogg releases anti-gun song. We're going to talk to vets that are having their guns taken or being harassed. 800-259-9231. And David Schmecker's been with us. I've been ranting and raving. I mean, this really gets to me. I'll get into the PSYOP. They're running on the Liberty Movement at the bottom of the hour after I take some calls. But did Schmecker ever come back? Oh, he did. Great. Thank you. Okay, David, we only got a minute or two left. Any other points you'd like to add to this saga? We'll obviously check back in with you, and you want to give out your email address verbally for radio listeners, that'd be good.
Sure. My email address is diamondzenrust@att.net. I have an interview this afternoon with Citizens Civil Liberty Union International. They are up in arms about how this crime is being committed against people, forced psych evals without any due process, to take their rights away. So I've also had an interview with We Are Change Connecticut, and George for Title has been a wonderful help getting the word out. And Alex, a woman Frida said hello.
Well, that's great. Yeah, there are so many wonderful liberty lovers out there that are, you know, really came out of this show that I'm so honored to be associated with. And these are the times that try men's souls. And we need to stand with you. Folks need to stand with us, because folks, the globalists have my phones tapped. They follow me. They know they've got my juvenile records. They know who I am. I mean, they know I'm for real. And they don't want to kill me because it'll turn me into a martyr, but they're trying to kill my name right now in the media. And so I need people's support as well. I mean, this is serious. And I just had a huge epiphany that we're already in a civil war. We've got authoritarians that have hijacked Washington, waging war against the Bill of Rights, the people, veterans, and the states, and demonizing us everywhere ahead of a big offensive. Do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely.
David, when you were in the Navy for 5 years, did you ever imagine this would happen in America with Soviet-style secret police, psych ward police coming after you?
Never, never, never. I thought I lived in a free country. This is really scared the bejesus out of me.
We just got another Ghostbusters quote there in one segment. That is good luck. All right, sir. We'll talk to you soon. And people, we tend to be restrained about civil rights violations. If you don't get really aggressive and get those cops out of there and get that police chief out of there, they're going to win, okay? If they can get our guns, they're going to take our bank accounts. Oh, by the way, they're taking veterans' kids that are disabled now. God bless you, David. Your calls are coming up.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way.
Ladies and gentlemen,
when outlaws rule the West,
are you going to stand up against the bad guys today?
Build the land.
Are you going to resist them?
I went up for a man.
Or are you going to lay down and let them take over? Because, make no mistake, the tyranny and the lawlessness of government, it's called tyranny, is now taking place right now. And obviously this broadcast is going to explode and spread as everything we've talked about, unfortunately, comes true. And as our credibility rises, like a rocket, the danger increases. And you've noticed I've doubled and tripled down with the rhetoric to match the reality. I'm not going to hold back here. As we enter the danger zone here at InfoWars.com, I am doubling and redoubling efforts. I am pedal to the metal, committed, and I put my life in the hands of God. Commit my soul And you should commit your soul as well, because rolling over to the tyranny that's taking place is going to destroy us. Strange days have found us, my friends. And if we don't stand up and speak out, we're going to lose. Now, I had a mega, massive epiphany during the last break. But first, I want to give you the definition of tyranny. Oppressive power, every form of tyranny over the mind of man, Thomas Jefferson. The tyranny of a police state, a government in which absolute power is vested in a single ruler, especially one charismatic or an ancient Greek city-state. Absolutely. A government in which absolute power is vested in a single ruler, especially one charismatic, one characteristic of an ancient Greek city-state. The office, authority, and administration of a tyrant. The rigorous condition imposed by some outside agency or force living under the tyranny of the clock. An oppressive, harsh, or unjust act is a tyrannical act. And it goes on from there. The refugees were fleeing tyranny. He was dedicated to ending the tyranny of slavery. A nation ruled by tyranny. She felt lost in the bureaucratic tyrannies of the university system. The king sought an absolute tyranny over the colonies. Cars freed Americans already infamous for their mobility from the tyranny of train schedules. Tyranny, tyranny, tyranny. Autocratic, centralized. But I just had a total epiphany, a mega massive epiphany, during the break. If you just joined us, I had a veteran on, no criminal record. The police came with no warrant, no judicial order, no nothing, because the VA said he wouldn't come in for a psychiatric evaluation when he's never had a psychiatric determination in the VA. I mean, this is totally outside of law. They take his gun, David Schmecker, in Connecticut. This is happening all over the country. They're mailing these out. I've got veterans loaded up on the phones right now. This is the purge. You hear about the communists going after people that weren't communists in China or Russia. You hear about the Nazis going after Jews. People put up with that group, which was unpopular. Then it was everybody. The group that Homeland Security says is number one is veterans, then libertarians, conservatives. This is outrageous. And it hit me like a megaton of bricks. It hit me so hard during the break, but they're not trying to start a civil war. We're in a civil war. We're in a civil war where the federal government's been taken over by foreign banks. They're signing us on to $85 billion of debt a month, giving it to foreign known mobster Peterson. I mean, actual gangsters, the ones sucking the bank accounts dry in Europe. They now admit it was a test. And that they're going to take everybody's bank accounts. They're now saying they're going to take our bank accounts and our pensions. Congress is having hearings on it. They're going to do it. Why shouldn't they? Because people are so afraid. And they know that when they go and start confiscating the guns, they're doing it in a test right now. Every veteran I know has gotten the letter. And they're going and they're being told, so, do you ever feel down? Do you ever get upset? And the people are smart and go, no, I don't. And they go, I don't believe you. I'm ordering your guns taken. No judge, no jury. There's no way to win. If you say, well, of course I get upset sometimes. Oh, you're mentally ill. There's AP, U.S. TAPS pension fund to avoid passing debt limit. I mean, it's all going to happen. They're going to destroy us. I can hardly breathe right now. This is so incredible. I never have anxiety, and I'm having it right now. Maybe my gun should be taken. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so real, and it just hit me. I've been so close to the problem that we're in the Civil War now. Every TV show, drama, nonfiction, fiction, sitcoms, cop movies, you name it, every single show that is out there, every single broadcast that is out there says the gun owners are terrorists about to kill you. It's not real, but it doesn't matter. The globalists are going to stage events and push people into events and then call us the terrorist. Reality has been suspended. And this is cultural takeover. A crusade, a jihad, an offensive, a blitzkrieg, call it what you will. If they can go after veterans and say, oh, by the way, Homeland Security is for veterans, not for Al-Qaeda now. By the way, Al-Qaeda are the good guys. That's in the news again today. The rebranding. They can do anything. We have the biggest prison population in the world. We have the highest death rate of cancer in the world. We have the lowest IQs in the industrialized world. We're not just uneducated. We're getting dumb. We're poisoned. We're in a giant globalist civil war where they are destroying the final vestiges of the Bill of Rights and Constitution right now. And this is a war. People are saying, this is crazy. How are they doing this? It's a takeover. They've already taken Europe over. And listen, police departments, everybody, I know you've been given the word, join the New World Order or be destroyed. I know the Austin police chief has been told, join with the feds or be removed. He was always a federal minion since California days. I mean, you're really watching a real takeover with collaborators of America. I mean, this is real. And the fact that I can't even get how bad it is, and I'm saying they want to start a civil war, we're in a civil cultural war. And now it's a physical war where they're coming and grabbing veterans everywhere, criminally, outside of due process, and taking their guns. I mean, my goodness gracious. Now, I said I'd talk to veterans who are having their guns taken or have news on it. And I want to go over this, but you've got to realize the magnitude. You've got to really let this hit you and let it really sink in, ladies and gentlemen, that we're already in a civil war. And we're the Americans. We are those that support the Republic. The globalists have their agents, their minions, their collaborators, and they are overthrowing us. They are the revolutionaries. And they are going after the veterans. Of course they are, who statistically have one of the lowest crime rates out there. They know that. I mean, my goodness, and no one's standing up for them. I talk to the average good old boy, and they go, well, it's everybody loves the veterans. Watch a basketball game. They cut to them all and thank them. That's active duty. They want to get you in the slaughterhouse, shoot you up with the drugs, put you on DU, steal your pension fund, which they've already done, steal everything, and then come take your guns afterward, unless you're one of their little special guys that said they'd confiscate guns, then you're made a cop. I mean, this is a, folks, this is going to be explosive. And it's just now dawning on me how real it is. I mean, I've known it was theoretical, that was their plan, but they really plan on doing it. They really staged Fast and Furious. They really staged Oklahoma City. And here's the headlines, and I'm going to your calls. Gun criminal Snoop Dogg releases anti-gun song. Islamic cleric issues fatwa permitting rape of Syrian women. Our government put Al-Qaeda in, chopping Christians' heads off, making them suicide bomb, and now mass raping. And our media says it's good. I mean, because Al-Qaeda is good now. It's veterans that are bad. IMF urges economic death blow with gasoline carbon tax. Global elite preparing new Korean War to coincide with economic implosion. Poll. Almost one-third of Americans believe in New World Order. I'm going to get to that. It's way over that. A surprising number of Americans believe in conspiracy theories. Look how even our own people write headlines that go along with that. Conspiracy theories? You mean fact? DHS excuse for buying billions of rounds of ammo. Exposes yet another lie. One-third of West Coast children hit with thyroid problems. I mean, folks. Oh, my gosh. Let's just go to a phone call. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9031. Chris, Ron, Jesse, Sergeant Freedom. We're going to get to all of you. Chris, we're going to break here in a minute and a half, but tell us your story, Chris.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hoorah, well, glad to be on the air today. I wanted to tell you a story about when I'm former military, former U.S. Navy, served aboard USS Nassau. Subsequently, after I got out, I went to go get a pistol permit. And I was depressed for a little bit. Me and my wife, we was going through some problems, so I had went and saw a doctor about that. And then subsequently, we worked everything out. However, when I went to go get a pistol permit, the officer that was vetting me, apparently because I wasn't adjudicated defective, that is the only way by by law that they can seize your firearms is if you're adjudicated defective by a judge in a court of law.
That's right.
Well, since he couldn't see that, he kept asking me what happened here, what happened there, and I refused to tell him, and ultimately he had to go ahead and sign off on my pistol.
Exactly, and that was still color of law and fraudulent, but not completely criminal. What they're doing with veterans with no proof, no nothing, no adjudication, coming and taking your guns is a kidnapping. They should all be arrested, according to my understanding of the law. I'm going to come back to you. You're absolutely right with what you said.
Nothing is more American than Diamond Gusset jeans. 100% American made since 1987. Soft and broken in from the start, yet more rugged and durable than any jean you've ever worn. Have you ever experienced mis-sized jeans from China? Well, you won't with Diamond Gusset. Every pair is crafted to fit exactly the same and always feel like they were custom made. Need a 35, 37, or 39 waist? How about a 31 inseam? We keep all sizes in stock for the fit you need. Looking for a relaxed fit, slim fit, regular fit, boot cut, or straight leg? We got you covered. Buy the world's best fitting jeans at Gusset.com or call 1-888-8-GUSSET. Get free Gusset targets for the next time you go to the shooting range with the purchase of their new Ranger jean. Use code COMFORT when ordering to receive free shipping on all Gusset orders at Gusset.com. That's Gusset.com to get only the best all-American jeans.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band.
Declaring independence.
Declaring independence.
They're our founders, and they're demonized by the traitors that have taken over.
Laid their bodies down.
Now our troops have fought wars and built the New World Order, and the globalists want them decommissioned. They're bringing in robots and drones. They don't need you anymore. They got all the new paramilitary young guys. The new FEMA, Ugin, the Boy Scouts trained for gun confiscation against veterans. You didn't know that? New York Times. Scouts trained to fight terrorists and more. Read it and weep. Look at the photos. All right, I'm going to try to hurry to get to your calls. I've got a special report coming up when I get back to Chris and others. But here's the deal. They're turning up the ambient background pressure, pushing the American people, the secret police, the demonization, the gun grabbing, the turning off our power plants, the regulations, it's on. And then when we break, they study that and demonize it and then start the war. This is a planned rollout of a war. So if somebody didn't tell you, America is now in a state of war with NORTHCOM run by foreign banks over it, engaged in a treasonous takeover in slow motion. And now the heat's being turned up. So, yeah, Chris called in. When I'm saying it's lawless and illegal, he's giving details. You have to be adjudicated as mentally defective. That's actually the term in the Brady Act. But they don't do that. And they tell you, oh, you're depressed. You're having a fight with your wife. How about you just stop fighting with her and laugh at her? That'll end all the arguments right there, I'm here to tell you. You know, just act like a, I'm not saying that, just act like a man, like Don Corleone says, act like a man. The point is just don't fight. The point is they tell you, go to some shrink who's there spying on you 9 times out of 10, your enemy, putting you in a record database. When you go to the doctor, it's the same thing. So be aware, folks, the public schools, the hospitals, all of it, they're eugenics groups since 1910. Okay, they're all under race hygiene designation. They never got rid of it. They used to have a doctor say, sterilize that whole family. They'd sterilize you. No law. Okay, that's how they're doing this. They're using the old illegal powers of the race hygiene office of the health department and health department state and federal law, which is really regulatory, to do it. Now, that's the big enchilada. That's how they're doing this, and they're a bunch of criminals. Now, going back to you, I'm ranting here, Chris. Make your point, and I'm going to get to them, to Jesse and Sergeant Freedom and the rest of them. Go ahead and so who was doing this? Number one, why do you need a gun permit in North Carolina? They've got, I mean, I guess you can go get a permit if you want one to concealed carry, but everybody now thinks you've got to have a permit to own a gun. See how it's all psyops?
Well, what it is it's a permit to purchase. So out here, you get the permit to purchase the handgun, and ultimately, when you receive it, it gives you the right to open carry, which goes into my next point, is that I call on all veterans, all info warriors, anywhere that open carry is allowed. I really highly suggest that you do it, because it has opened up many doors for me to get out the information about the 1.6, 2 billion bullets that have been sold by to Department of Homeland Security. Every time I open carry in different establishments that sell firearms and sell ammunition, it enables you to bring it to conversation. Hey, look, there's no bullets right now because these guys are buying 1.6
Hey, look,
bullets.
There's a war going on. America's been, exactly, if we can get the word out that this is a war, they lose. That's why they go, there's no bullets, there's no armored vehicles, there's no gun control, because it's a psyop. God bless you, sir. Who was telling you that? The local police chief? He knew you'd seen a psychologist for your marriage. Unbelievable. He knew that. He knew that and tried to not let you have a gun.
That is correct. And they could see it, but what they were trying to do is they were trying to dig in because they couldn't see the notes in the system, I guess. Or
yeah, that's why they're digitizing that with like $10 billion right now. Again, folks, you go to the dentist, you go to the doctor, you go to have a baby, you go to the... I mean, now they say, oh, you had a car wreck. Why don't you go see the counselor? School counselors are now, I mean, it's all, they're all agents. They're all Stasi. God bless you. Boycott them all. Unbelievable. Let's go to Sergeant Freedom in Ohio. Sergeant Freedom, what's your intel?
How you doing, Alex?
I'm not doing too good. I mean, this is all coming down.
Yeah, well, there's more to it than you know. Right now, in different parts of the country, like here where I am, they're not sending you a letter that says you need to go for, you know, a wellness check. What they're actually doing is they're going at it about it a different way. They're sending you a survey, or what they call a survey, okay? And in that survey, they ask you who, you know, where did your ancestors come from? Were they from Eastern or Central Europe? And what color is your hair? What color is your eyes?
No, I actually knew about those. And then people have talked about their family, so it tricks them to fill it out. Come back. And then later it asks, are you ever depressed? Are you having any family problems? And then they use that to take your guns. No, no. Listen. They're enemy agents and collaborators everywhere. On record, they say our veterans and our founders are terrorists. They are the terrorists. I mean, if a flying saucer landed and Wobble Snap got out and announced, I am from the planet Pop-Tart, your founding fathers are scum, you'd know he's the enemy.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights? Call 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555. That's 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555.
Paid for by Tea Party Leadership Fund PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. The TeaPartyLeadershipFund.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I really can't blame all the other mainstream talk show hosts for not getting this or not covering it. They're scared. They've got hundreds of millions of dollars, a lot of them, and they think they're going to be safe, but almost every major entertainer in Europe who've been paying taxes their whole life for having their entire bank accounts taken in Spain, in Greece, in France. I've got a stack of news on that today. The ultra-rich are going to take everybody's money. Okay? So all of you that are going to sell out because you think it'll buy you time, folks, this is a hard takeover. Okay? I am a major military historian. I know so much, I scramble it all the time. I don't have all the answers. You can study one period of Greek or Roman or Babylonian history or European history or Mesoamerican military history and not know it all. But I'm a major student of the whole history of it. And let me tell you something. The entire architecture of this and what the system is setting up, the entire architecture of this and what they're setting up, what they admit they're doing. I mean, I told you 12 years out, I said it's going to be for domestic total takeover, targeting conservatives, libertarians, gun owners, and veterans. And people later said, how did you know that? Because they always do. I mean, man, I tell you, when you know history, it's like watching a rerun of a TV show. Except we're in this thing. And they plan to fully shut this country down. Except for a few model UN cities like Austin, Texas. By the grace of God, this is where I was put, where my family's from on my mom's side. And it's a model, an example, where they're going to turn off all the regulations for only insiders to where Austin can operate. Everybody else will be shut down, too. I mean, it's just lawless. They're not going to just take money out of your bank account. They're not going to let you operate. And they're just smiley-faced crooks. I mean, they know they're criminal. And this is their time. And all of you that decide to join it, just remember you were warned. Because that's how God works. In every case in history, people come and tell you what's coming so that you have a chance to change. And sometimes you do change. Nineveh's a great example. A lot of times you don't. And so just remember, evildoers. Remember out there, if you're not pure evil and don't really enjoy this, you don't like ugliness and wickedness taking over. Remember you were warned. Remember you had a chance, okay? I can't believe most of you won't even stand up because of peer pressure. I mean, who cares what people think about you? They're not even alive when they just regurgitate what mainstream television says. Oh, God. And our numbers are so great. I mean, we really are the majority. And if you just all do, I mean, listen, McDonald's now is doing help wanted ads. You have to have a bachelor's degree and 2 years experience to work as a cashier. That's what you're doing. I told you, people always say, oh, you didn't go to college. I went a little bit, but I already had two jobs and a media job and was, you know, focused on that. And they're like, you don't have a college degree. You're a nobody. More elitism. So you can go get your job at McDonald's, which they're now replacing with machines. They're replacing with tellers with machines. I have another article saying that. Okay, let's shut up and go to the college. Sergeant Freedom, tell your story. Then I'm going to Jesse. Then I'm going to Ron, Tim, and Clarence, and I'll get to this other news. Go ahead, Sergeant Freedom. Tell us about the questionnaire that veterans are getting.
This questionnaire, Alex, covers everything, okay? It covers more than what you would go, like, to your provider with the VA. I mean, they can get this information from, you know, your records, but they go into it in so much more detail. And the questions that they're asking are, I mean, very, very pointed. You know, where are your ancestors from? What color your eye, your hair? What color is your skin? What your religious preference is? But that's not the part that really bothers me so much. But the part that really bothers me so much is at the end of the survey, they say, we're going to make you an appointment, and we need you to come in so we can draw blood so we can keep it for future reference.
Yeah, do me a favor. I've been seeing you've got the American surveys, community surveys, business surveys. They're now going to make census monthly. It was every 10 years, then every year, then every month. It's totally illegal. That you know, they put a law on there, but the law is just to say how many people live here for congressional apportionment, how many Congress people, House members you get for your state. That's what's constitutional for representation, not the rest of it. And I've been hearing about this. Can you mail me a copy of that, or can you scan it and send it to Kurt@Infowars.com right now? How fast can you do that?
You know what? I can do it. It's going to take me a little bit because I destroyed mine. I won't put up with it.
Okay, well, go to Kinko's, go wherever, or go to a neighbor's house and scan it or snail mail it to P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Attention, Alex Jones. Because here's the deal. For 41 years in the entire industrialized globalist-controlled world, the Anglo-American-controlled world, that doesn't mean white people, folks. It just means the British crown system. They've taken blood from all babies for a genetic bioweapons warfare system. That's the main reason, is creating race-specific weapons. And they've got National Geographic fronts they use to get new blood. But, yes, I have had veterans call me in letters saying they're demanding my blood now in letters. I mean, this is, imagine, this is Nazi Germany. This is for total persecution. They'll do false positives, too, and claim you're on drugs, whatever. I mean, you're done with them. They're there to destroy you. But you're just first. All of us are over. They're going to machines now. They've said that. Foxconn in China, they're going to machines. Mass suicide nets. There it is. Newborn DNA banking, ACLU. I broke that story 16 years ago. It broke 5 years ago when it was declassified. So I was told everything by a Department of Defense nurse who gave me the documents. Anyways, it's all a side issue. What else do they ask you? What's the name of the questionnaire? And chances are it's already been scanned online. What's the name of the questionnaire?
The questionnaire is, they can get it if they go to va.gov, or they can get it if they go to My Health eVet. Right on the front page, it puts it up there. I forget what they're calling it.
Go to va.gov, folks. Go to the front page. Or you're saying My What Vet? What's the address?
My Health eVet.
My Health eVet. .gov. MyHealthyVet.gov. And then it'll have the questionnaire there on the front. They want your blood. And again, they'll probably have a talk show host come out and say, I'm a liar. I haven't even gotten to that yet. But just absolutely amazing. Okay, my friend. God bless you. There you go. Jesse in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Alex, this is crazy what they're doing to us. I come home, I go to Iraq, I fight in Baghdad, the worst time to be there. I come home, and now they take my guns, they took my child. It took me a year to get my child back. I'm still trying to piece my life together. Now I'm the criminal.
Yeah, you know why I blow up on air a lot? They try to get me to read the letters. About 300 or more come in a week, and I don't even ever give the address out. I did today. And about a third of them are vets with the letters, and some of them, I'm not kidding, have tear marks on it. You can see where it's raindrops, where they're crying, writing me handwritten letters saying, please help me. They took my Jenny. They took my little David. My leg's blown off. My wife, is depressed over it, so they've said she's mentally ill. I mean, you go to these spies at the VA, they say you're mentally ill because your leg's blown off and you're bummed out. Your wife's depressed over how bad her life is. Everybody's going bankrupt. And then they come and take your little kids. And then they're 5 times to 7 times more likely to abuse them. And this is why I don't like doing this, because it gets me very angry. To know that that's the thing, they're not just taking the guns from the vets, they're harvesting your kids. Jesse, briefly tell folks what happened to you.
Well, they put me on the suicide pills, and of course, after taking those, my mom calls up and says, look, I don't know what to do. The pills aren't working, and, he came back from heavy combat. Of course, he's going crazy now. So they send a SWAT team, dishonor me in front of my family, everybody thinks I'm crazy now, and... every time I go to the VA, I've been locked up several times at the VA. If I disagree with the doctor, they'll send the VA police. I have to be wanded to go into the VA. I'm not even allowed to go into my own veterans hospital without being wanded first.
And you're saying they took your children on top of it?
They took my kid after my mom had called the VA. And then they call the SWAT team behind
her. No. I mean, I'm reading about vets in the news where if you now argue, family all knows it, and they watch the dramas and sitcoms. So it's fun to bring down men in their home instead of praying for them, loving them, getting them on healthy food, going to church. God can heal you absolutely 100%. Instead, all the women jump up and down and go, you're mentally ill now. Of course, then the kids get taken and they freak out and don't like it. So they call their friend, the government. And they sit there and use it as a weapon. Ooh, he raised his voice. He's a veteran. I mean, what a stinking system, man. Is that how it happened?
They laughed at me in court. They laughed at me in the hospital when they force-injected me, strapped down against my will. Didn't even tell me the drugs they were giving me. And it was shameful. I didn't even treat Iraqis like that in Iraq. When I said,
well, there's nothing worse than a veteran in America. You didn't know that. Well... Well, sir, next they're going to put you in forced labor camps. That's the plan. So.
Right now, they took my money. I have to go to my mommy now to get money because she's my fiduciary. You know, they can come anytime they want to in my house. I have no right.
Well, God bless you, sir. I'm glad you at least got your child back. But there you go. Make people serve 5, 6, 7 tours and put them on drugs that I call suicide pills that say they make you go crazy. They got about a third of the combat troops right now on those drugs. And then when they come back, they're going to take your guns and your children. And by the way, I've seen it in the news. You got a leg or an arm blown off, and you telling me I'm depressed about missing my legs. Your kids are gone, and a fat pedophile is going to have them raping them tonight. They're going to shoot your kid up with a vaccine. You see him 6 months later, your kid's going to have venereal disease. It's your three-year-old. Their body's going to be torn open, and they're going to have their teeth falling out. Oh, I've had the parents send me the photos and the dossiers. Pedophiles are going to rape your children morning, noon, and night, and they're going to shoot them up with vaccines until they have giant black circles around their eyes and crust all over their faces, and their teeth fall out. And then they're going to start having seizures, and then they're going to put them on other drugs until your child dies. That's a WOAI investigation they did, that state legislature then did an investigation on, because the doctors said, one head doctor said, we take kids in that are healthy, and a year later they're dead. We're killing them. But don't worry, that doctor was relieved from command. Thank goodness. Human sacrifice alive and well in America. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in New York, who's been calling me for about 14 years. He called me back when he was a cop. He's retired now. Ron, tell us about this. Isn't this great?
No, this isn't great, Alex, and it's something I, in fact, have been fighting against, and you would find in police departments they've been using this. They beta tested it in police departments, and then later it was expanded out to the military. And this is going on for about 20 years, in fact. This is a slow-motion process that they've been beta testing. And now it's just come to the fore to where it's crystallized, and it's being used against a very large group of people, the veterans at this point. And so it's a little bit more visible. In fact, I fought against this to the point that I actually formed an organization and challenged the NYPD back in the 1990s over just this issue. And if you ever really want to get the inside on what's going on here, you give me a phone number or I could speak to you off the air privately, and I'll be glad to inform you when you have time to sit down and hear about it. And you will be even twice as shocked as you are now at the things that I discovered and learned when they were first trying to put these systems into effect. They started it with police departments. NYPD, by the way, was probably one of the leaders in using this. And by the way, we believed, even all the way back in the 90s, that they started to swap notes with the military, which now I'm even more convinced of.
Oh, no, no. It's on record that actually the LAPD was the first, then New York. It's completely CIA-run as a laboratory, Ron. You say you believe it. It's just like you know stuff I don't know and I know stuff you don't know. That's open intelligence that the CIA runs the NYPD. They've since admitted it. They have databases, the NSA databases. They have everything, and you are the model for the rest of America. You are the model there with the NYPD.
People think this just started last week. This goes back about 20 years. Matter of fact, you could literally tack this on to the board starting about the time of Clinton and going forward from there.
Oh, no, no, Clinton tried this. Remember, Clinton tried to disarm 89,000 veterans. Remember that?
Yes, he was the beginning of it, not the end of it, but the beginning of it, and that is about 20 years. And this thing is run by eugenicists. In fact, anyone who had what I refer to as the old morality, meaning a true morality, who was involved in this system was flushed out of this system. I had people who, in fact, as I said, I'll talk to you off the air if you have time and you've got a number. We could speak privately, and I'll inform you of things you do not know about, and I know you don't know. The father of that program to help officers in the NYPD, who's genuinely a man who was well-intended at heart, was actually flushed out. He told me that they'll make decisions about, decisions will be made about your psychiatric acumen based on whether you have hair coming out of your nose or your ear, things like that. You know, some people may grow long hair because in their mind, that's associated with somebody who comes from a racial group or maybe some biological background that to them is a mental inferior.
You know, I actually knew this, but I didn't know. I don't have witness police to it. I get everything is the 1910 Eugenics Board, Margaret Sanger, the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation in New York. So that did start in New York. And it was just a kook thing. Like, I have a little bit of hair on my ear. And they actually taught that you're a throwback, a man, whether they're black or white, that has a lot of hair. They call that a low IQ. It has nothing to do with it, folks. And I have hair on me. It means high testosterone level. They're listing men as a bad thing. And no. I actually know about that. Well, they did that up until the 70s and 80s in Oregon. They would sterilize 14-year-olds that had a lot of hair. And you say, well, that just sounds crazy. At the state board, when they were talking about how they put the average Texas kid in foster care on 7 drugs and how they're dying from the drugs, it's in my film Endgame. I have the clip. The head of the psychiatry board says, well, do you do tests where you put them on drugs? Goes, yeah, they're poor, so they come from bad gene pools. It's just a weird excuse. Like, well, let's get rid of this cop. He didn't trim his nose hairs. And you're like, well, it isn't meant to make sense. It's like, will they follow orders? Ron, anything else?
Yeah. In fact, like I said, I think we really should talk off the air about this, because as much as you do know, believe me, there's a lot on the inside you have no clue.
Sure, Ron. Give John your phone number and have him text. John Harmon, will you text me Ron's number? And I'll try to call you when I'm going home tonight at like 7 or something. We'll see what happens with that. I mean, it's total insanity. All due process is just burning away right now, and it's all eugenics. Eugenics is the religion.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
I'm going to go into overdrive, folks, with my report on how they're demonizing the Liberty Movement with this information, and we're going to go back to your phone calls as well. Don't forget to buy the books, to buy the videos, to support the broadcast as much as you can out there, because when you do support the broadcast, it allows us to get the word out. And I'm challenging everybody out there as well to get involved in InfoWarsHealth.com and the great products that are there to get the ProPure water filtration discounted with 10% off with promo code WATER. Also at InfoWarsShop.com. But I have trouble even focusing whenever I start thinking about just how crazy all this is. Ron is gone. We're going to get his number, and I'm going to call him tonight. Clarence in Oklahoma, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex. Thank you for what you do. And important news coming out of Oklahoma. I'm an oath keeper, 13-year Marine Corps veteran, Iraq, Afghanistan, every third world crazy country the globalists have already conquered. We had a phone call from law enforcement. Oklahoma Oath Keepers is growing at an accelerated rate due to everything going on. And this law enforcement officer told the head of Oath Keepers here in Oklahoma that watch what you post, because we already know that, on Facebook and anything on the Internet. DHS is here in Oklahoma, and they're poising themselves to strike Oath Keepers in Oklahoma. So he did not give us the date. He didn't want to go into more detail over the phone. And we're trying to arrange a meeting with him to get more information. And it, from the things that have happened here in Oklahoma with the members here in Oklahoma, we're looking at a possible DHS coming to the Oath Keeper leadership and trying to take.
Well, they also there's more propaganda within the government and quote law enforcement and the military than there is outside. They always say, "Watch those groups. We're going to arrest them." And it's just a fear thing. Man, those guys say they'll follow the Constitution and obey their oath. Man, that's evil. Let's arrest them. I mean, it's like the state police I have in Road to Tyranny at a checkpoint. It's their squad car video. And they find a pocket Constitution searching the woman's car illegally. She had no criminal record and a Navy veteran. Abby Newman was her name. And they actually get it and start hyperventilating like they found a dead baby. Of course, a dead baby would probably make them happy nowadays, you know. Oh, good, kill babies, that's good. But, oh, Constitution, oh, so evil. And it's like cartoonish. But the Soviet agents thought it was bad if you talked about liberty. I mean, they just, it's total brainwashing. And, no, what they'll do is they'll blow stuff up and blame it on you. So anytime you're at a meeting and you're talking about, you know, defending America, and somebody's like, we ought to get on the offense, you're all wimps. Don't agree with them because they're recording you. Just go and follow them out, run their plates, follow them. Then you secretly record them and burn them down on YouTube. Blow their operations. So you've got to look. Who only thinks cops can run this stuff? Our military. Most of them aren't even really trained in real counterterrorism. We're going to run counterterrorism against them. They're all immoral. The enemy's forces are immoral. They're banging hookers. They're using drugs. They're taking money, and you just start following them. I'm telling you, these people do evil continually. You start following them, you will burn them down. And it's time, folks. The reason I get so angry is that I'm taking my energy and putting it towards things that are nonviolent. But I'm telling you, this is war. When you hand out bumper stickers, it's war. When you spread the word, it's war. When you resist them, it's war. You're hammering them. Hammer them, hammer them, hammer them. These are the people that killed the kids of Oklahoma City. Hammer them hard. Hammer them. You hear what I'm saying, brother?
That's right.
I mean, it's time, man. Hammer them. I'm telling you. Jack them up. Go in the bars. Record them. Check your laws in your state for one-party consent. They're trying to change those so we can't. Look, they're criminals. Defeat them. We are the Republic. We are victorious. And we will live forever.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.